the president and all this tax stuff. We'll find out what the plan is. All ahead, 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Wildfires already well on their way to becoming the deadliest in California history show no signs of slowing down. Steady winds with gusts up to 45 miles an hour and humidity plunging to near zero are expected to descend on the areas north of San Francisco today. At least 23 people have now died in those fires. The next chapter in the ongoing health care debate may come today.
Unable to get a health care bill through the Congress, at least so far, the president is expected to sign an executive action today that would begin weakening parts of Obamacare. It is expected to instruct the agencies to start selling cheaper, less comprehensive policies. Could be a boon for healthy Americans, but it could raise the cost for Americans who are sick.
Correspondent Joe Johns. It's Nationals-Cubs Game 5 tonight at Nationals Park as the playoff series comes down to the one decisive winner-take-all game. But some fans may have to duck out early because the last Metro train leaves the Navy Yard Station at 11:48 tonight. The game is scheduled to start at 8:08, making it unlikely it's going to be over by 11:48. So for many folks, it's an everyday question, Metro or Uber? And it's a question that a new study from the D.C. CFO's office looks to answer.
There's no easy answer here because there are a lot of variables, says D.C. CFO analyst Ginger Morid.
It depends on what time of day you're traveling, meaning how long the wait times are. It depends on how long your walk to Metro would be.
Their study found for commuters coming from the suburbs during rush hour, Metro almost always won. But
when you're looking at trips within the city, Uber often has an advantage, and that's partly because of how Metro structured spoke-and-hub configuration.
But of course, you also need to take cost into account.
Uber can be faster in a lot of instances, but you're going to pay for it.
You can check out their interactive graph looking at different trips on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican Ed Gillespie says he will not permit establishment of sanctuary cities in Virginia if he's elected governor. Gillespie notes his Democratic opponent, Ralph Northam, voted against such a ban.
In the debate, would not say that he would ban them even if they were established here in the Commonwealth. I want to prevent them from ever being established. He says, well, we don't have any.
Gillespie spoke on Fox News. Maya Rocky Moore Cummings is joining the race for governor of Maryland. Rocky Moore Cummings is a policy consultant who's also the wife of Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings. She's the second woman and the third African-American to enter the growing Democratic primary field. The Boy Scouts are going to let girls into some programs, but the Girl Scouts say they do not plan to make a similar change.
We are 100% committed to serving girls.
Lydia Soto-Harmon with the Girl Scouts of the nation's capital telling the Larry O'Connor Show programs have been expanded to give females a chance to learn a wider variety of skills.
We just released 26 new STEM badges that are going to be used by girls from engineering to programming to citizen scientists.
But overall,
the research shows that girls do tend to do better in single-sex environments when it comes to some of the leadership that they need to learn.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,873, the NASDAQ at 6,604. Sports, the Nationals force a decisive Game 5 with a dramatic win over the Cubs in Chicago. The Yankees eliminate the Indians with a Game 5 win in the ALDS. The Caps lose to Pittsburgh. The Wizards lose their preseason game in Miami. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Isn't it interesting I'm the only one talking about this?
Mark Levin.
You won't see it in the lib media. The backbenchers haven't figured it out yet. No.
6 to 9 p.m.
Hence me. I'm here at night.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long. L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Need to start with the good news on Virginia's 95 southbound after hours of cleanup from a tractor-trailer crash. Lanes reopened. Southbound 95 near Centerport Parkway in Stafford. No longer diverted onto Courthouse Road, so you can take that trip southbound and head into Fredericksburg with your travel lanes. Again, getting by. You'll still see some activity on the shoulder. Now, northbound the entire time, lanes have been open, so we just have the normal rush hour here heading Stafford to Aquia, in Woodbridge, again in Newington. Boy, getting into town has been a struggle. Here's the latest heading inbound. Suitland Parkway, absolutely jammed. Delays beginning now before Route 5, and that's continuous to get on to 295. And if you're continuing beyond 295 to the inbound South Capitol Street, Douglas Bridge, we have the broken down bus with the fuel spill, fuel leaking, they're telling me, so they need to get a crew out there to put some sand down. So those of you lined up on the Suitland Parkway in 295, you might want to think about your options here getting over the Douglas Bridge, South Capitol Street. Once you get across the bridge, you're heading past Nats Park, and we're going to be cheering them on tonight for sure. Southeast Southwest Freeway, new incident just reported just east of the 3rd Street Tunnel, so keep alert. DDOT crews are responding right now. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, here we come slowly, but nothing reported along the way from 95 to Georgia Avenue, 270. It's been about the volume. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drizzle this morning and fog. Cloudy this afternoon. Mid-upper 60s all day, so temperatures basically holding steady. Breezy tonight, 60 rain showers at times. On Friday, a few late day showers and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Centerville, 63 in Damascus, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. President Trump doubles down on revoking TV network licenses. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Good morning. Coming up, Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation joins us at 7:35 to break down the president's tax plan. He's been involved all along trying to give good advice to the president on how to do this, so he'll have a sense of where this is going. 8:05, Dr. Sebastian Gorka joins us. Then at 8:35 this morning, Jeffrey Lord. He was in attendance at that rally with the president yesterday afternoon in Pennsylvania. The president gave him a couple shout-outs. So, of course, we said, Jeff, why don't you come talk to us this morning, find out how that went. That's all I had on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
We're the ball.
The girls who join to join our club today.
The Boy Scouts of America will stand beside you.
Doesn't that sound like it's from like the 1950s? Sorry, 1940s, 1950s. I love that. That's awesome.
You're probably not far off.
It's probably when it's from. It sounds like the music of from some of the shows from them. So the Boy Scouts, as you've heard, if you've been listening, the Boy Scouts have decided that they're going to allow girls in. Now, they claim that there were women outside the Girl Scouts who have been lobbying the Boy Scouts to include girls in their ranks because, let's face it, Boy Scouts are perceived to be far cooler than Girl Scouts. Boy Scouts are out there out camping and chopping wood and shooting guns and doing all sorts of cool things, and the Girl Scouts are sitting in their little clubhouse. And they're you know, gluing glitter on unicorns, yes, and learning how to cook and bake and not doing anything cool. So there, I understand the perception. I get it, and I think
somebody's
a lot of it.
Cook.
Well, that's right. You have somebody, especially when I was in the Girl Scouts, I learned how to dig a hole in the ground and you put the food in like this Dutch oven thing, and then you put the embers on top of it, and that's how it cooks. So, if you need me to do that, I am so down with that. I can also make breakfast in a bag over a fire. I can
wow.
do that, too. Yeah. That's what we learned how to do as
So, you
Girl
have
Scouts.
Skills.
I do. I can change my own tire. I can change oil in a car. So, I can do a lot of things. It's a lot of things you don't know about me.
What do you need the Boy Scouts for? Come on.
Well, when I was younger, I was a Girl Scout till I was 18. I actually, after that, went on to fundraise for the Girl Scouts. So, I was a part of that as well. So, I was very into it. When I first when I was young, I wanted to join the Boy Scouts. That's what I wanted to do. I was a total tomboy. I wanted to join the Boy Scouts. And my mother said, well, bully for you. Girl Scouts are your option. There you go. So I became a Girl Scout. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see girls want to join when they're younger. When they hit middle school, the girls are going to want to be Girl Scouts and the boys are going to want to be Boy Scouts. There's that period of time where you're very awkward and you want to be with the girls and the boys want to be with the boys because it's very awkward. Are there any benefits to a single-sex organization, a single-gender organization? To me, it's no different than women wanting to go to a gym where it's just women working out and men wanting to go to a gym where it's just men working out. Sometimes you just want to be with people of your own gender because they can relate to things that you're doing, or it's just more comfortable. Or do you see a benefit in allowing a club where it's boys and girls together? I'm a big fan of choice. If this is what the Boy Scouts want to do, fine. Bully for them. Maybe they'll get more members. That's what the Girl Scouts are alleging. The Girl Scouts came out with a letter that they sent to the Boy Scouts that was leaked to the media, to BuzzFeed. And the Girl Scouts really let the Boy Scouts have it. And they said to them, you're doing this because your membership is dwindling. The Boy Scouts membership, according to this letter sent by the Girl Scouts, their numbers have dwindled by a third since 2000 to just more than 2 million Boy Scouts as of 2016. Now, the Girl Scouts have also taken a hit, but they're better off. They're down, their peak was 3.8 million in 2003, down to 2.8 million in 2014. But if you include adult volunteers, the Boy Scouts have more. So two things I want to find out. Are you okay with a club where, hey, it's boys and girls? I'm a fan of that. If you want to be a Girl Scout, join the Girl Scouts. You want to be a Boy Scout, join the Boy Scouts. You want an environment where there's both? Join that organization. I'm okay with that. But the other question I have for you is, why is membership dwindling? Do your kids belong? And if not, why not? Was that something that you thought was valuable to them? Is it something that we still consider valuable? Those skills that are traditionally taught by Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, do we no longer need them? Hey, everything your kid needs to know is on their phone now. They don't need to how to cook anything. Who cooks anymore? Everybody orders out now. Parents don't even cook anymore. Nobody teaches their kids how to cook. What, you don't need to know how to change a tire or do any of that stuff. Sew? Who needs to know learn how to sew? You don't have to know any of that stuff. So is that why the appeal of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts is dropping? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL is the number.
I tend to think boys need a place to work out the kinks. I think you need to spend some time. I think learning to be a man, for one, it's good to have, I think, a single gender organization here. And the other is to work out the stupid. Like, you know, your childhood is preparation for when you're finally placed in front of women. like, you know, use that time in a preparatory manner. Don't just dive in. You need a little time, need a little space, need to kind of learn the rules of the road. Also, the Boy Scouts, I think, has had a place in American history as being valuable for just as a place of instilling virtue. Hard work, self-reliance, learning, you know, having a good moral upbringing, and being able to, I think there is value, and I think most people recognize it, but in 2017, decreasingly probably, there is value in sort of spending time sort of, you know, amongst your own gender, like, you know, kind of learning how to become a man, become a woman. What does that mean? Why are we different? Increasingly, though, we've gotten to the point, though, where all the distinctions don't matter. Biology doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. The Boy Scouts is a perfect example. Think about how, over the years, how many changes they've gone through. Gay Boy Scouts, gay Scoutmasters, transgender Boy Scouts, all allowed now. I mean, these are just all very progressive, liberal changes that have happened over the course of the past decade. And now this seems kind of like the end goal of this. Now girls will be allowed to be a part of the Boy Scouts. Kind of an amazing thing. They're called the Boy Scouts. It feels like we're an upside down world, but they're the Boy Scouts, and now they're going to allow the girls. And they're not going to keep the name for long. They're just going to change to Scouts or something. It's going to be over.
Oh, absolutely. This is the end of the Boy Scouts. I agree with that. Mike and Sunshine, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Mike. You stopped buying Girl Scout cookies? How can you?
I love me some Samoas, but I stopped. I stopped a few years ago. Because I read a couple of articles about, you know, the big donors to the Girl Scouts. And to answer your question about the membership, you know, both are caving to cultural pressures that I think leave a lot of people cold. But I stopped buying cookies because if you're pro-life and you read and do a little research, it's my understanding that some of the major donors to the Girl Scouts are you know, pro are pro-choice, and so I stopped. And you know, I miss my you know, coconut with drizzled with chocolate.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to not take their money because their donors also give to organizations I don't like. That I would still take that money. That's your choice. But I got to tell you, Mike, first of all, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Well, I belong to a military support group. The number one thing the soldiers ask for when they're deployed overseas, Girl Scout cookies. They do. That's the most popular item that we ship.
I believe it
is Girl Scout cookies because it reminds them of home. And it's some normalcy in their life.
And if all the girls leave, who's going to do that job? We're going to have to import immigrant labor. And by the way, if you eat enough Samoas, if you eat enough Samoas, you start to look like a Samoan.
Is that yes? You do.
That's one of
but
the,
they're so
one of the problems.
Good.
One of the downsides.
They're so good.
7:15 now. Let's scout out the traffic for you first. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That sounds like it makes me want to hold a pair of goggles up and binoculars.
What are you seeing, Jamie?
Well, better news. Virginia commuters' lanes have been reopened southbound 95 in Stafford. That had been shut down for hours, guys. We had a tractor-trailer accident with the fuel spill. Southbound 95, you're no longer diverted at 630 Courthouse Road. You can continue down toward Fredericksburg without using Route 1. Now, northbound had the travel lanes open the entire time, but we're still very slow through that stretch again, Dale City, toward the Occoquan. Here's the scoop on 66. Now it's the left lane blocked in Centerville. Eastbound, watch for delays just as you come out of Gainesville, really. Through Manassas to 29 Centerville, the left lane is blocked. There's a lot of flashing lights, fire and rescue there. And then as you pass Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward 123, had the incident. On the toll road, we're bogging down a bit here. Looks like we had one reported as well as you head past Hunter Mill Road on the eastbound side of the toll road. We're busy. All right, D.C., the Suitland Parkway, 295, and everyone trying to get onto the Douglas Bridge, South Capitol Street, slowed with the broken down bus with a fuel leak also over the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. So deep breath and extra patience this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, rain showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours, a high of 67. Tonight, overcast with rain showers at times, a low near 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early, a few showers developing later in the day, a high of 68. Currently, the nation's capital at 66, 717 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta for Status Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Girl Scouts together, that is our song.
Wow. That sounds pretty lame, doesn't it?
The Boy Scout one was much peppier. I like that.
It was. This sounds like a sorority initiation from a bad horror movie in the 70s, right? That's terrible. I don't know that song. I was a Girl Scout my whole life. Don't know that song
at all. Not a very good one.
No. So Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, our numbers are dwindling. That's part of my question. Why? Why are the numbers dwindling? If you have kids, why aren't they in Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? And I think a lot of it has to do with their electronic devices, right? They don't have to. They don't need to know any skills at all because they just get on their phone and they just look it up and then they know how to do something or they call someone mom and dad.
Who needs a merit badge when you can get level 6,000 in Candy Crush?
Exactly. Or, listen, parents do everything for their kids now, so their parents do it for them. You know, how many parents have taught their kids how to cook or sew or any of that stuff? 888-630-9625. And how are you with the Boy Scouts now welcoming the girls in? Tim in Colonial Beach. Tim, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. I can offer perspective as a parent of boys and girls who were in both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts over the years, and having friends who were Scoutmasters, Girl Scoutmasters. One friend of mine founded a Cub Scout troop for his son to be a part of, who is now a Life Scout, all right? And the biggest problem is the money. It is very expensive to be in scouting. And guess what? All the money they have these kids humping around raising, selling cookies, and doing this, that, and the other, and buying patches, almost none of it stays with the local troops. And the parents get tired of it. The kids get tired of it being used as a cash register, and they quit. In fact, the Cub Scout master friend of mine, he made a conscious decision to do as little fundraising for the big house when he founded the troop for that reason. He hits up the parents for what they need to go on camping trips and stuff. The kids have a ball, and they end up spending no more money than they would have if they'd done it the scout way. But he's in constantly in trouble with the district council, but they can't stop him. My daughter, when she was in Girl Scouts, it was even worse. They were selling cookies like crazy, but they were having to fight for enough money to buy a tent, much less go anywhere.
That is a problem with the Girl Scouts, Tim, is, and I know that, is that money. They make so little. The troop actually makes so little on the sale of those boxes of cookies, and they're up to like $4.50 a box now. It's crazy, but they're so good.
And they're just teaching them how to be homeless. Just like stand outside supermarkets and beg for money. Like, we just, what is this about? I love Girl Scout cookies, though. Don't get me wrong.
Are you kidding? You can go online, depending on where you live, put your zip code in, and they tell you where the cookie sales are, where the girls are selling cookies at, like, post offices and grocery stores. So you can track them down if you don't have a Girl Scout in the family.
Like, hawking cookies.
That's, well, because nobody goes door to door anymore. The parents won't let them. The parents aren't going to go with them to make their pitch. It's not going to happen. So they have to stand outside and do that now. Don in Ashburn. Don, good morning, Don. Boys, you have an opinion about the Boy Scouts. Hi, Don.
Hi, good morning. Listen, I agree with the last caller, too. The fundraising is crazy. But we spent about 6 or 7 years in the Scouts with my son, Cub Scouts, and then Boy Scouts. And what ultimately led my son to leave is just, from the parents or the volunteers to most of the scouts, I hate to say it, but most of them were the dorks and the geeks and whatever. It just it was really got frustrating, and I don't know. It's not appealing to most of the kids in the school.
It was too dorky for you, Don. That's amazing.
But you know what, though? He has a point. He's absolutely right, which explains why I never went to the prom, because I was a Girl Scout through my senior year in high school, because at that point I was going to continue doing it. It was on my resume. And so, but he's right. To a certain extent, it doesn't have that cachet of being cool, neither.
The dork is strong with this one.
It's all right. I own it. It's okay.
More on this in a moment. 722 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Tysons or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right. Is your daily life interrupted by nagging dental pain? Or are you constantly going to the dentist? Or are you just worried about, oh gosh, what's going to go wrong next? How are you tired of hiding your smile? I have some great news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have your solution with HiBridge. It's a nationally recognized, proven, it's a simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Now, I know someone personally who did this, and she is so happy because she can eat anything she wants. She used to have a couple dentures and bridges and this and crowns. She can eat anything she wants now. She doesn't have to worry about it, and her teeth look amazing. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best, so I encourage you to learn from them how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you to enjoy the food you love, smile freely, live the life you deserve. You can attend their free, it's free, HiBridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, October 16th. That's this Monday, to understand your dental options. Won't cost you a dime. Seating is limited, though, so you have to call and reserve a seat. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Oh boy, getting into town over our bridges, that's been tough. Right now, over the inbound 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. We had the crash here before you get to South Capitol Street, before the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT crews tell me they've just reopened the lanes, but it is extremely slow. In fact, our 295 delays almost continuous back from the Beltway. Part of the problem with that, too, is to go in over the Douglas Bridge, which is also known as South Capitol Street. On the Douglas Bridge, that's where we have the broken down bus with the fuel spill, jams the Suitland Park. So everyone getting into town, you will definitely need extra time. Let's go Virginia, 66. Centreville, looks like now everything to the shoulder. Eastbound as you head and pass 29 Centreville, the incident no longer blocks the left lane, but then you're still bunched up passing Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the incident at 123 was along the right. Suffering from knee or back pain, call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically. And temperatures today stay in the mid-upper 60s. Somebody might stay near 70 degrees. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
All right, so Tim tweeted us and said, scouting has gone away from the Christian organizations that they used to be. That is why membership is declining. I don't know. Let's go to Bob in College Park. Bob, the boys allowing girls now in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've worked at all boys camps, and I can say that it would be very awkward, you know, having girls on campouts, and, you know, the guys are walking along, and suddenly everybody has to take a restroom break. It's like, what if you're a scoutmaster, and what's the sleeping arrangements, and do you really want to be a male scoutmaster the first time a girl has her time a month, really? I mean, do you really want to deal with that? No, I don't want to deal with that.
Here's the thing. As I said earlier, though, I think the younger kids, the younger girls are going to want to be Cub Scouts and maybe Weeblos. But after that, once they hit junior high, I don't think they're going to want to be with the boys. I think they're going to want Girl Scouts or just drop out
altogether.
Especially
not if they're all dorks like the last caller said they would be. What's going on there?
I embrace my dorkiness.
728 on WMAL.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Well, the president pushing his new tax plan. Will your taxes go down or maybe up, actually? We'll find out when we talk to Steve Moore. He's an economist. He's been advising the president on this question, and he joins us next, 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The massive wildfires in California have now claimed at least 23 lives.
In all, 22 major fires are burning across California, scorching more than 170,000 acres, mostly in the Napa Valley area north of San Francisco.
We're not out of the woods, and we're not going to be out of the woods for a great number of days to come.
State Fire Chief Kent Pimlott. Last night, all residents of the town of Calistoga were ordered to evacuate. I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
Maya Rocky Moore Cummings has become the second woman and third African-American to join the race for governor of Maryland. Rocky Moore Cummings is the wife of Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings. Republican Ed Gillespie says there will be no sanctuary cities in Virginia if he's governor. And speaking on Fox News, Gillespie criticized Democrat Ralph Northam for opposing such a plan. A revised chronology from investigators in the Las Vegas shootings is intensifying the pressure on police to explain how quickly they responded to a gun on a deadly rampage. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says a timeline changing for an incident like this is not unusual.
Nobody's trying to be nefarious. Nobody's trying to hide anything. And what we want to do is draw the most accurate picture we can. And I'm telling you right now, today, that timeline might change again because it's a human factor involved. The individual that put the timestamp associated with the radio call they received, maybe their watch was different, or maybe they looked at a different time when they put it down.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 22,873. The NASDAQ at 6,604. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. Heroics by Steven Strasburg and Michael A. Taylor send the Nationals Cubs series to a winner-take-all Game 5 tonight at Nats Park. The Yankees win their series with the Indians. The Penguins beat the Caps. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from five seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888 888- Plan Rec.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're going back to Centerville, Virginia, 66. The first crash before the exit for 29 Centerville, that had all been contained to the left shoulder. Then we had one in the backup, so 66. A lot of fire rescue units at the scene here before 29 Centerville again, and it blocks the two right lane. So we are just jammed. Watch as you come out of Gainesville now for heavy delays. On the Fairfax County Parkway, if you're trying to head or push in the eastbound direction toward Rolling Road, the crash, Fairfax County Parkway prior to the intersection with Rolling Road under police direction. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound inside the Beltway for the crash jams us through Greenbelt, the accident just south of 410. So do watch, a lot of activity still there. On the 11th Street Bridge, solid lineup onto the freeway where we had the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Broken down bus on the inbound Douglas Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically. And temperatures today stay in the mid to upper 60s. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 66 in Manassas, 64 in Silver Spring, 66 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. A little rain today, but that's okay. We need it, right? Rain to start your day. Joining us at 8:05, Dr. Sebastian Gorka with his take on North Korea, Iran, and other world events, what's going on in the world. And at 8:35, Jeffrey Lord will be with us on President Trump's tax plan. He was at the rally yesterday, got a shout out from the president. He got recognized, which is pretty cool. And he will be joining us here today to tell us all about that rally yesterday. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
So, the President of the United States going out yesterday into Pennsylvania to sell this tax reform plan, what he says is a big tax cut. Here he is saying that Americans under this plan are set to get a pay raise.
My Council of Economic Advisors estimates that this change, along with a lower tax rate, would likely give the typical American household a $4,000 pay raise. You haven't heard this. So about a $4,000 amount of money additional for the American family to spend. That's very exciting. And you're going to spend that money. It's going to be put to work and jobs are going to be produced. And we're going to start making our product again. Wouldn't that be nice? It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So he's predicting a $4,000 pay raise for most American families, the typical American household. Also, the president saying yesterday that the zero bracket, the people who currently pay zero in federal income tax, they are going to, that bracket is going to end up growing. More people are going to fall in that bracket. And he was pretty proud of that. Here's this.
Under our framework, we make the zero bracket bigger and get rid of the 10% bracket, and we're reducing the 15% rate down to 12%.
So, you're kind of saying, you know, on the bottom end, especially people, there's, and with that, they're going to double that standard deduction, and we'll make that 0% tax bracket a bit bigger. So, you know, which is an interesting thing to say, especially because given how long conservatives, the types of people who've now voted for Trump, Trump supporters, how long conservatives for many years have been like, one of the big problems is that about half the country doesn't pay federal income tax. So if you don't pay federal income tax, your stake in the game is very different than the people who are paying federal income tax. Yet we're all voting on the same system. We're all deciding who gets to lead our country, who gets to spend our money, and how they get to spend it. Yet, again, half the country not paying federal income tax. So the president going to grow that number, the zero sector. So it's actually kind of a weird thing because it's conservatives support tax cuts, of course. That's what you want, tax cuts, because you think that's better for America. But at the same time, you want people to have skin in the game. So this is kind of an interesting dynamic that the president's putting in front of us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And the fact that people were applauding, I said, I wonder how many of them sat there and went, oh, wait. I'm sorry. Wait, what? Hold on. Well, then, if some people are going to pay less, somebody else has to pick up the tab and pay more, right? Because that just makes sense. Because the government's not going to stop spending. We know that.
Well, when you go to these rallies, by and large, you're doing it just because you're supportive of the president, and you know it's an applause line, and you go for it. You know what I mean? There's probably not a lot of like double thinking over the back of it, just being like, oh, wait a second, that means fewer people have skin in the game? And I'm sure people leaving the rally go, actually, let me think about what he said during this thing. But I think the goal is, especially with a rally like this, these are people who are just very supportive of the president of the United States in the face of how much antipathy there is towards him.
You know what I also find when we talk about this, it's just my own personal little bugaboo, drives me crazy. So let me share.
Please do.
When people talk about working families, so in order to be a working family, you have to have children or else you're not a family. Because if you're just married, you're not a family. You have to have children. If you have not reproduced, you're not a family. So that's not you. You're not an average working family because there's only two of you. And if you work a white-collar job, we don't consider you working. We don't consider you even working class. Working class is code for blue-collar worker in this country. Someone who works 13 hours a day on Wall Street and brings home, you know, $150,000 to his family, his or her family of four, let's say, because that's average, right? But they're living in the outskirts of Washington, D.C. or Maryland. That's not a lot of money. And they're working 13-hour days to make that money, but we don't consider them working class. So we have this weird language that we use that I think, right, we all think when we see working class, at least I think of somebody in a blue-collar job working in a mine somewhere, you know, with his lunch bucket. That's what I think our mental image nationally of working class is.
Yeah, I mean, working class is kind of a blue-collar description. Middle class, really, is where the central focus of a lot of this is. And it seems like the president got elected specifically to kind of bring relief to the middle class, a voice to the middle class. Remember, he's speaking for the silent majority, that middle class, that feels like it's not gotten a good deal from Washington, that the game's been rigged against them. So there are questions here about whether or not this is going to represent a tax cut for the middle class, this tax reform plan. And it doesn't seem like a clean answer, actually. In part, you will see some people get a tax cut, but others, if you're eliminating all these deductions and yet you stay in, say, the 25% tax bracket or something, you are going to see a tax increase under this plan. And so far, the analysis has shown. Senator Rand Paul opposed right now on the basis that the middle class may see a tax hike, some percentage of the middle class. Also, we get news this morning out of Bloomberg Politics on this question. Remember, one of the big ones was that high local and state tax states like New York or Maryland are going to see tax increases because they're going to get rid of the deduction for state and local taxes and your federal taxes. So whatever you pay to your state and local taxes right now, you can deduct on your federal taxes. Right. No mas under Trump's plan. No mas, which means some people are going to see a meaningful tax hike with that problem in place, right? Here's what we find from Bloomberg this morning. Months after the White House proposed ending a tax break for people in high-tax states, President Donald Trump grew angry when he learned that the change would hurt some middle-income taxpayers, according to two people familiar with his thinking. Okay? These are two anonymous sources. Familiar with his thinking is about the most general you can get, but this is what Bloomberg is saying this morning. Quote, Trump's concerns led him to say this week that we'll be adjusting the tax overhaul framework, the people said, but it's not clear how he and congressional leaders would make up for the revenue that would be lost without ballooning the deficit or torpedoing support for the plan. You know, many, you've got, like, New York Democrats automatically came out opposed to that loss of that deduction. So a lot of concerns here. This seems to be a work in progress, but at the end, Trump is hoping to present a tax cut for you. By the way, a little special news for you. On Tuesday, Mary Walter and Vince Colonnais and Mornings on the Mall will be at the White House. We'll be talking with officials there about tax reform, and we'll bring that conversation from the White House straight to your ears.
So no sweatpants when we do that show.
Okay, fine.
You have to dress up.
I'll wear pants this time. 7:44 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
How safe is your home? You know, as a homeowner, I feel it's my responsibility to make my home safe, right? It's my responsibility to take those precautions. When I leave in the morning, I make sure the door is locked. It makes sense. I don't leave any windows open where someone can get in. When I go to bed at night, I make sure that there's a porch light on or a light on a timer, and that's my choice. So for me, the buck stops here. It's my responsibility. But when I'm looking for someone to do a job for me and help me make my home safe, I want the right person to do it. I want the right person for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know this. Better yet, the criminals know this. And I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest. Just go to NoTheftGuarantee.com and check it out. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com for Ackerman Security Systems.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we've had a busy morning heading into town. Suitland Parkway, 295. Crash coming off the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Broken down limo bus on the inbound Douglas Bridge, also known as South Capitol Street, heading over toward Nat's Yard. So very busy for all in that area until we can get these cleared. You'll need plenty of time to get through. Also, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This will be the crash inside the Beltway still, which is one lane getting by at last check before you get to 410. So not only out of Greenbelt, but now linking up with the delays coming out of Laurel. In Columbia, Maryland, southbound as you come up toward the exit for 32, still watch for crash cleanup, so a little bit of an unusual backup. And Virginia, Greenway onto the toll road, stop and go, had the crash after Hunter Mill Road. Looks like we have a new one reported in Wolf Trap area. And Centerville, we're still with the crash, no change in the lanes here. Eastbound 66 before 29 Centerville, stayed the two left lanes to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain done as expected yesterday. Most of the rain south, officially Reagan National, 0.06. High temperature 75, not going there today. We'll probably stay in the mid to upper 60s all day with a northeast breeze. Clouds, light rain showers and drizzle this morning with patchy fog, and then cloudy this afternoon. Tonight near 60, suburbs 50, some rain showers. Tomorrow late day showers 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
How about those Nationals? You guys following the Nationals last night? Happened to be, as I often am, in a bar with TVs on. The bar explodes into cheers with an eighth inning grand slam last night, putting the Nationals up over the Cubs, ultimately 5-0 in Game 4 of the National League Division Series. They head back from Chicago to Washington tonight to get it going. One of the amazing things, well, several amazing things, Steven Strasburg was not supposed to play yesterday because he was under the weather. He ends up playing, and which is good. So they had a rain delay. He had an extra day of rest. He wasn't feeling good. Apparently he got some new antibiotics in his body, and he just went to work. And again, the Nationals get a 5-0 win in Game 4, which was fantastic. And Michael Taylor's grand slam was sweet, sweet, sweet to see and hear. And then they come back tonight for Game 5 at Nationals Park. One of the amazing things, though, about Game 5 tonight is that it begins, I think, at 8:08 tonight. You've got the last Metro train, though, leaving Nationals Park at 11:48, which means this game will end after the Metro closes. So good luck tonight if you're going to the game. Whatever Herculean effort you've pulled to both get tickets and finally get over there, now you can add getting home to the list of things that are on your to-do list.
I'm going to ask a dumb question. We know Metro has money issues. Would it not be in their best interest to keep it open for tonight because there's this big game? Run the trains till, 1 o'clock in the morning? Think of the revenue they would make. They would probably make money on that, right? I don't know. I would think they would make money.
Well, here's the way it works. Metro schedules permanent, but special event organizers like the Nationals, they can pay extra to keep the lines open for the benefit of their attendees. Nationals have decided not to do it instead of paying that extra $100,000 per hour.
Wait, the Nationals have to pay that? What kind of business model is that? How is that your business model?
So that's what's going on with your Metro trip tonight. Good luck. I'd hate to leave the game early, especially if it's good.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Very quickly, Trump voters, according to the Daily Caller, Trump voters hate the NFL more than Clinton voters hate Fox News. And none of this is good. The NFL has a negative 24% net favorability among Trump voters. Fox News has a negative 14% net favorability among Clinton voters. The New York Times, President Trump's favorite publication of record, has a net favorability of negative 25%, which is just 1% lower than the NFL. So President Trump, as we said yesterday, winning that part of the culture war.
Also, buried lead. People like Fox. 751 on WMAL.
Have you heard the three big lies about Medicaid? One, if you need nursing home care, the nursing home will take your house. Not true. Two, if you transferred assets in the last 5 years, you won't be eligible for Medicaid. Not true. And three, if you're already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Also, not true. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. That's 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellintonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
Attention Washington area real estate investors or anyone looking for dockable waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay. Here's an opportunity to own not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door. This exclusive development is being offered for pennies on the dollar. This Saturday, October 14th, Water's Edge is offering 3.5 acres of deep dockable waterfront for only $69,900. Get 5 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $29,900. That's half the price for premium land. Call 800-684-4611 now to reserve your earliest priority appointment for this Saturday, October 14th. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available, no time limit to build. Call 800-684-4611 now.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing and check in with the CNBC news desk and Kate Rogers. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning to you. All three major indexes are coming off record highs, but futures are lower this morning, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. JP Morgan Chase shares are lower in pre-market trading on lower bond revenue, but its quarterly earnings strongly beat expectations. Citigroup reports results in moments at 8 a.m. Eastern. Facebook damage control day two. COO Sheryl Sandberg is in Washington, D.C., and she'll give her first interview since the Russian ad scandal hit. Yesterday, she met with lawmakers about those ads. Amazon is hiring more than 120,000 people for the holidays at fulfillment centers around the country, noting that many will lead to full-time jobs. Some boxes of Whole Foods 365 Everyday Value Raisin Bran cereal actually have Whole Foods' peanut butter cocoa balls inside. They're being recalled. And Capital One has declared today as National Savings Day to try to get people to save more money. Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only, and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window, or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
7:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters out of Laurel through Greenbelt jammed to the crash inside the Beltway, where crews tell me they've just cleared everything to the shoulder. So the closer you get to 410, the better the pace you'll find. However, we are just jammed in town, 295 each direction, to and across the 11th Street Bridge on the inbound Douglas Bridge. That's where we had a fuel spill from a broken down bus. Suitland Parkway inbound, you feel the effects as well, and just at a crawl. Hold on, Virginia, Centerville, the crash eastbound before you get to 29 Centerville along the right side. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much sunshine over the next few days. Temperatures now coming down just a bit. Yesterday, 75. Not much rain and some light rain showers around. Drizzle this morning and fog. Ugly morning. Cloudy this afternoon. Mid-upper 60s all day, so temperatures basically holding steady. Breezy tonight, 60 rain showers at times, 50 suburbs. On Friday, a few late day showers and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 756 on WMAL.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Me too.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You may have heard of ALS through the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but did you know that within 2 to 5 years, ALS can rob a person of their ability to walk, to talk, to eat, and finally, to breathe? You can help put a stop to this devastating disease by participating in the 2017 DC Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, October 14th at the Washington Monument Grounds, starting at 9 a.m. To register, please visit walktodefeatals.org and walk for those who no longer can. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen proudly supports the Walk to Defeat ALS.
Hey, federal contractors, don't miss the upcoming chance to meet with top acquisition officials and stability industry leaders all in one place. My name is Howie Lind, and I'm the president of the International Stability Operations Association. Get the most up-to-date information on government contracting and efforts to bring stability around the world at our annual summit on October 18th and 19th at the Grand Hyatt here in Washington. Seats are limited, so register now at stability-operations.org.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we can...
No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, and here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us. There's a lot going on in the world, believe it or not, not just here. He's going to talk to us about North Korea and Iran, among others. Tell us what's going on.
And then, oh my God, it's Jeffrey Lord. He's joining us at 8:35 this morning. He was at the president's speech last night and got a bunch of shout-outs from the commander-in-chief. So we'll talk to him about why. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.